It's Tuesday, May 11th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. One thing to focus on today, jobs. New jobs data from the Fed, changes to jobs, and new research around work from home, among others. This is the Business of Tech. So, let's talk jobs. There's a lot of data to discuss here today. The U.S. tech industry employment has grown steadily for 5 months now, with tech companies adding 16,000 new jobs in April. That's data from CompTIA's analysis of the latest employment data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Within the jobs data is a larger set of conversations. The entire U.S. economy added just 266,000 jobs. This is lower than hoped, but also still reflects earlier vaccination levels. The economy is also showing some signs of inflation, with price increases in some consumer products. Economists are expecting some continued gains, but are warning of potential spending igniting inflation, outstripping wage gains. The Fed, supported by most private sector economists, believe this is a temporary period while the economy recalibrates. Which leads to workers. Why are they harder to find? I'm highlighting an Economist article diving into the struggle to hire workers. Vacancies are running at their highest level for at least two decades and are leading to fewer hires than one would expect based on history. I want to highlight their third explanation, a reallocation of resources in the economy. And in all that reallocation, we have changes in the jobs themselves. Online jobs platform ZipRecruiter recently reported that postings mentioning a four-day work week have tripled over the past 3 years. In context, a 2019 study found almost two-thirds of businesses with a four-day week reported increased productivity, and Microsoft Japan found a 40% increase in productivity when employees could take an extra day off. And in that same collection of stories, researchers analyzed around 100,000 moves over the last year and found high-income individuals, those earning more than $100,000 a year, accounted for less than half of all movers, but made up 75% of those who said they were moving because of telework opportunities. Researchers at the University of Chicago have released a working paper investigating work from home specifically within IT professionals. Across 10,000 professionals at a single large Asian IT services company, they compared productivity before and during work from home in the pandemic. Quoting the study, total hours worked increased by roughly 30%, including a rise of 18% in working after normal business hours. Average output did not significantly change. Therefore, productivity fell by about 20%. Time spent on coordination activities and meetings increased, but uninterrupted work hours shrank considerably. Employees also spent less time networking and received less coaching and one-on-one meetings with supervisors. These findings suggest that communication and coordination costs increased substantially during work from home and constituted an important source of the decline in productivity. Also of note here, researchers believe increased coordination time costs also had other impacts, like that less coaching, peer networking, and those small interactions in the office. Now, why do we care? It's that recalibration and reallocation that I really care about here. I firmly believe there's a lot of contemplation by employees about what they want coming out of the pandemic. They're likely re-examining their skills, where, and how they want to work. Let's tell the story. Job numbers, which are still reflective of early in the vaccination rollout, are not growing as fast, and consumers are facing at least a short period of higher prices on goods. There's a lot of jobs out there, so workers do have some choice as they think about what they want to do and consider where they want to live, and what they want out of life. All of this analysis doesn't even layer in the fact that as humans, people are examining what they want post-pandemic. Now, let's examine those new jobs. This is one company and one study, but don't let it be said I don't examine new data and new views. Successful work from home will need to address those lost interactions. It's possible, it just didn't happen. As I've said multiple times, work from home isn't just putting people in offices at home. This is all recalibration and reallocation today. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, listeners. Hackers are constantly evolving, exploiting new vulnerabilities, and dwelling in SMB environments until they meet Huntress. Founded by former NSA cyber operators and backed by a team of threat ops researchers, Huntress helps find and stop hidden threats that sneak past preventative security tools. Curious what's lurking in your network? Go to Huntress.com to learn more or start a free 21-day trial. Thanks for listening. Try this new format out. Did you like it? Did you not? Hit me up on social. Let me know what you think. Links in the show notes. Talk to you again tomorrow.